we've dropped down to about 8th or 9th place. I think if we win our games now, we can go 5 points clear. You know, so, I mean, but we're now at the situation where we've got 21 games left in sort of 9 weeks. And we've already got Ketterin, believe it or not, they're booked in for Thursday. So that's 3 games a week in March. We've got Potter's Bar to fit in. That'll be another Thursday because all our Tuesdays now are full for the end of the season. So the Cup Final, the Hillier Cup Final, that took preference over Hayes. So that's now got to be rebooked in on a Thursday, along with Egham. So Egham, you know, they're unable to use their ground for at least another month, 6 weeks. It's just unbelievable. We don't, you know, until we actually get into it and get flying again, we don't know how it's going to affect us.
And with no cash flow, Darren, presumably you haven't been able to bolster your squad to ensure that you can make it through 3 games a week if it comes to that towards the end of the season.
No, that's the other. It's not a frustrating thing because obviously we've got our budget and we have to stick to that budget. But the one thing it does do, it keeps, you know, the players are fit. Out of 18 players that, you know, on the books at the moment, I've only got one injury and that was a freak accident at home. So other than that, the lads are fit. We had a friendly last night at Wellingborough, so which was a good run out for us. And just a chance to get a run out before we go to Barton. But it's, you know, I'll be sitting down hopefully with the chairman soon because, you know, we're not going to get through this with 16 players, you know, and that's the way we do things at the club. So, but, you know, and I can't expect players to hang about who are not getting paid. You know, they're training 2 times a week and then don't pick up a wage at weekend. It's, you know, it's not fair on them either. So it is difficult. It's going to be difficult. So we've got to find the best solution of getting around it and the best solution to really go and have a good push at it.
Let's not rule you out straight away because, as you say, you win your games in hand and promotion is looking pretty good. But do you feel like your campaign to get this side promoted this season has taken a hit as a result of the weather?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, the magnificent cup run as well. You know, we knew we'd have some games to pull back through the cup run. And we knew, you always know, sort of come winter time, we're going to lose 2 or 3 games. You always think you do. But to lose the amount of games that we have, you know, we're sort of coming towards the end of February where we should have played sort of 9 games in 2 months. We've actually played 3. So it's, you know, the cup run, yes, it damaged it early on, but the weather's just absolutely destroyed it. It's absolutely took its toll on us.